Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, All the Fecking Mistakes, A Guide to Sex, Love, and Life is a nonfiction sex education and relationship guide by Gigi Engel, a sex educator, writer, and feminist commentator. The book is designed as a practical, candid handbook for readers who want clearer information about sexuality, intimacy, and self-respect than they typically receive from formal sex education. Rather than presenting sex and dating as a narrow set of rules, it approaches them through a sex-positive and feminist lens, emphasizing autonomy, communication, and the rejection of shame. Its purpose is to help readers understand their own desires, recognize unhealthy social messages about sex, and make more informed choices in both romantic and sexual contexts. The tone is direct and informal, with advice that aims to feel accessible rather than clinical. Because of that, the book functions less like an academic text and more like a blunt, supportive guide for navigating sex, love, and adult relationships with greater confidence and less guilt. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sex-positive education as a replacement for incomplete formal sex talk. A central purpose of the book is to fill the gaps left by traditional sex education. Engel writes for readers who may have learned about sex through silence, euphemism, or fear, rather than through clear instruction. That matters because misinformation often shapes how people interpret their own bodies and relationships. The book responds by treating sexual knowledge as practical information rather than taboo material. It is not interested in abstract morality. It focuses on what people need to know to make sense of desire, pleasure, consent, and personal comfort. This approach makes the book especially useful for readers who feel underserved by school-based sex education or by cultural norms that avoid direct discussion. The value of the book is not simply that it talks about sex openly, but that it treats openness as a corrective to shame and confusion. In that sense, it functions as both instruction and cultural critique, arguing that better information can reduce anxiety and improve sexual decision-making. Secondly, masturbation and self-knowledge as foundations of sexual confidence. The book gives significant attention to masturbation and self-exploration, not as side topics but as essential parts of sexual well-being. This emphasis reflects a larger argument: people cannot expect satisfying partnered sex if they do not understand their own bodies, preferences, and responses. Engel treats self-pleasure as normal, healthy, and psychologically useful, directly opposing the shame that often surrounds it. The practical importance of this stance is that it reframes masturbation from something secretive or embarrassing into a tool for self-education. Readers are encouraged to see their own pleasure as legitimate and worth knowing about. That shift can affect more than sexual habits. It can improve confidence, help people communicate desires more clearly, and reduce dependence on external validation. By normalizing self-knowledge, the book also challenges the idea that sex is primarily about pleasing someone else. Instead, it argues that sexual agency begins with personal understanding. This makes the book more than a collection of tips. It is an argument for bodily autonomy and informed pleasure. Thirdly, rejecting slut-shaming and internalized sexual guilt. Another major theme is the critique of slut-shaming and the cultural double standards that police female sexuality. Engel addresses the fact that many people, especially women, are taught to judge themselves harshly for wanting sex, enjoying sex, or expressing sexual curiosity. The book pushes back by treating those judgments as socially constructed rather than morally true. That distinction matters because shame often appears personal when it is actually inherited from culture. By naming the problem, the book gives readers a framework for questioning internalized guilt. It suggests that many feelings of inadequacy are not evidence that something is wrong with the reader, but evidence that the surrounding culture is restrictive and inconsistent. This analysis also has practical consequences. When people stop viewing desire as a flaw, they are more likely to set healthier boundaries, speak honestly, and pursue relationships without self-erasure. The book, therefore, does more than encourage confidence. It tries to dismantle the emotional and social mechanisms that make confidence difficult to maintain in the first place. Fourthly, relationships built on communication, consent, and mutual respect. The book is equally concerned with how people behave in relationships, not just how they experience sex in isolation. Engel repeatedly emphasizes that healthy intimacy depends on clear communication, emotional honesty, and the willingness to demand respect. This is an important corrective to relationship advice that romanticizes ambiguity or sacrifice. Instead of treating uncertainty as proof of passion, the book treats clarity as a sign of maturity. Consent is central to this framework, but so is the broader idea that both people deserve consideration, directness, and emotional safety. That makes the book relevant beyond sexual technique. It offers a model for relational self-advocacy, encouraging readers to identify what they want and reject arrangements that diminish them. This is one reason the book speaks to readers who are frustrated by vague dating norms or unequal expectations. Its approach makes relationships less about guessing and more about negotiated mutuality. The underlying point is that good sex and good love are both grounded in honest communication rather than performance or passive acceptance. Lastly, a broad definition of sex that includes non-penetrative pleasure, Engel also challenges narrow ideas about what counts as real sex. The book and related commentary associated with it argue for a broader understanding of intimacy that includes non-penetrative activities, mutual pleasure, and forms of erotic connection that are often treated as secondary. This matters because a narrow model of sex tends to privilege penetration and performance, which can create pressure and reduce satisfaction. By widening the definition, the book validates a wider range of bodies, preferences, and sexual styles. It also helps readers see that pleasure does not have to follow a single script. This is especially useful for people whose desires, anatomy, or comfort levels do not fit mainstream expectations. The broader framework also lowers the stakes of sexual interaction, making room for experimentation and shared enjoyment rather than goal-oriented performance. In practical terms, this can improve communication and reduce frustration. In intellectual terms, it questions the cultural assumption that one kind of sex is the standard by which all others should be judged. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want frank, accessible guidance on sex and relationships without the euphemisms or moral caution often found in mainstream advice books. It will likely be especially useful for adults seeking a sex-positive perspective, people recovering from shame around desire, and readers who want practical language for understanding consent, masturbation, pleasure, and relationship boundaries. Its main benefit is clarity. It presents sexual self-knowledge as something normal, useful, and connected to emotional well-being. It can also help readers evaluate unhealthy assumptions they may have absorbed about gender, desirability, and what sex is supposed to look like. Compared with more clinical sex manuals, it is more personal and culturally direct. Compared with general dating advice, it is more focused on bodily autonomy and erotic confidence. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of feminist framing, blunt tone, and emphasis on self-acceptance rather than performance. It is less interested in prescribing ideal behavior than in helping readers replace shame with informed agency. If you would like to support Gigi Engel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.